Hello, this is Charlene.
How you doing?
Just fine.
That's good.
Okay, sir. You
yes,
called me.
Yes, sir. This is a call back from customer support.
Yes. What's the name of this product? I'm calling in reference to a charge, two charges on my credit card.
All right. Well, I can you give me your zip code, ma'am. I can look into it.
20784.
All right, appreciate it. Verify your name for me.
Charlene Holmes. I'm kind of worried about giving you my information. You don't call and say this is Charlene from the Home Depot or whatever your name is. I did, sir.
I did, ma'am. I said, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Rod. I said it twice.
Customer support from, what's the
yes,
name
ma'am.
Of this company?
Lavish
Lux.
Lavish. Yes, ma'am. Lavish Grace. Well, we represent multiple online businesses.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. You say your zip code was 20784?
That's correct.
All right. It's bringing up Tammy Ford.
No. Well, I mean, anybody could be in 20784, but that's not me. Charlene Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S.
Okay. Spell your name for me. C-H. Wait, I know that's Charlene. E-N-E.
C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay, your last name, Holmes.
H-O-L-M-S?
Yes. All right, appreciate it. Okay, it's not. All right, let me try by the phone number in a second.
I'm calling about a shipment supposedly back from September last year.
All right. It's not bringing you up. Let me try to pull you up by your address. May I have it?
Yeah. I don't like giving you all my information because I'm already, let me explain. I'm disputing these two charges. I never received this product, and I don't know what's going on here, but $94.90 charged twice to my card. And I'm not happy about it. I'm in dispute with Citibank, and I will close. I've been with Citibank 13 years. Never missed a payment a day in my life. And I don't, you know, I'm not that kind of person. If I didn't receive something or authorize it, I didn't. And for me to order a skin cream, that's very unusual. I think I did a little trial, something for $5.94. And then I looked at my credit card, I guess, in that statement or two, and saw these two charges. But I never received this product.
All right.
And they have, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to just deal with Citibank on my end because I don't feel comfortable giving you all my information. I don't.
And
no
problem.
You can't pull me up by my address and my phone number.
I asked for your address. You didn't give it to me, but I tried to pull it up myself by your phone number and by your name,
right.
And it won't let me pull you up.
Yeah, because I never got this stuff. You know that? I didn't authorize this. I'll give you my address. 4214.
All right. One second. 4214.
Yeah, 75th Avenue.
All right. 1 second. 75th Avenue. Say 75th Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. City?
Hyattsville. Hyattsville.
Okay, H-Y-T-T. You say F?
H-Y-A-T-T-S.
F like Frank?
S is in Hyatt.
Ma'am, I said H-Y-T-T. You said F. I said F like Frank. I'm honest to count.
No,
what you say.
Sam.
Oh, S.
Sam.
Hyatt. Okay. V-I-L-L-E?
Yes, sir.
All right, I appreciate it. What state?
Maryland. Oh, man, the lady wants to call me. I tell you, Can you tell me your name one more time, please?
Roy.
R-O-D?
Correct. I'm about to transfer you over to my super. B. Rod B. I'm about to transfer you over to my supervisor because now let me pull you up in the system.
Okay, sir.
All right. Hold for a minute. Thanks for calling customer support.